In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. The words of this popular spiritual were written before the Civil War by a man named Wallace Willis, a former slave. Inspired by the story of Elijah carried up in a chariot of fire, Willis wrote this prayer of deliverance for his people. This and another spiritual he wrote called Steal Away were said to have been sung at the time of the Underground Railroad, the freedom movement that helped Southern slaves escape to the North. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? A band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. This was a message of hope and empowerment to a marginalized people. The story of Elijah and Elisha narrates the passing of the prophetic mantle as Elijah is being carried up into the heavens by a chariot of fire. Much like Jesus' ascension, there were important words that were imparted, and they brought the power from one to the other to carry on the vision. Elisha inherited this most important task. Now, at the center of Hebrew scriptures is this struggle between Yahweh and the pharaohs of the day for the lives of the people of Israel. Elijah's powers to part the seas harkened back to the times of Moses, who commanded the waters to part to bring the Israelites out of bondage into freedom. Elisha inherited this mantle of power from his prophetic mentor, Elijah, so that Elisha would continue this journey to freedom. Freedom from the kings of his time. Israel's challenge to remain faithful to Yahweh in a world of pharaohs and kings who held political power was the charge of God's prophets, Moses, Elijah, and Elisha. The miraculous powers they were given were a sign of the indwelling spirit and God's unfailing love for God's people despite their infidelity. This chariot of fire that came to get Elijah had overtones of both judgment and redemption. Those same fires that rained down on Sodom and Gomorrah for their unfaithfulness also came as a burning bush to Moses to call him to deliver his people. The fire of burning coals touched the lips of Isaiah to put words in his mouth. And the Holy Spirit came as tongues of flame to empower Christ's disciples to carry on the vision of the kingdom. No matter the challenges that any of these prophets faced, the mantle was passed from one generation to the next, empowering them to follow a call to freedom. Paul writes in his letter to the Galatians many years later, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." Now, he didn't refer to a freedom without encumbrances, but the will and the power to follow in the way of Christ. This way was often at odds with the prevailing culture and the powers that be. Only by the Spirit would the vision of freedom be accomplished. A man named William Still was an African-American abolitionist raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. during the height of slavery. He was a conductor on the Underground Railroad, a writer, a historian, and an activist. Before the Civil War, Still aided hundreds of fugitive slaves to escape the South, and he kept meticulous records of all the families that had been separated so that they could be reunited at some point. Still's mother, Sydney, many years before, had been a slave in Maryland and tried to escape to the North with her four children. After a failed attempt, she made the heart-wrenching decision to leave her two eldest boys behind so that the others could be free. Years later, William Still had an astonishing encounter with a man who had bought his freedom and traveled to Philadelphia to find his family. When Still heard the name of his parents, he realized that he was meeting his older brother for the very first time, his brother who had been left behind. The heroes of those days were careful to secretly communicate their messages of hope, spirituals of chariots and angels coming to carry me home was a foretelling of the next escape. Those angels were the conductors on the railroad, whose courage and inspiration led many to freedom. At the final meeting of the anti-slavery group in 1872, Still was granted permission to publish his personal notes on all of these families who he had helped escape. He reunited many, many families that had been torn apart by the institution of slavery. He wrote in his diary, "Let us not forget the days of our bondage, that our children may see what their parents have suffered and stand up fully for God and freedom while life lasts." A prophet in his own time, Still took up the mantle and kept his eyes on the call to freedom. We, as followers of Christ, have been given the same charge, to be a message of hope and to stand for God and freedom. This mantle may very well put us at odds with the pharaohs of our days. But first, we must consider our chains and the bondage that lies in our own hearts. These are the things that keep us from seeing and living the vision. What have we allowed to rule in our lives, keeping us from following Jesus' call? The gospel is clear today that discipleship is costly. To put love of God and neighbor first means we will surely leave something behind. Having just lost my mom, I am aware that it is a tender time of change. The passing from one generation to the next means a new perspective for those left to carry on. How will I live out the vision my parents gave to me? What does it mean to carry the role of the elder? We are living this at Holy Cross as founding members step back from leadership and make room for those who feel the call to ministry and mission. We've been seeing the passing of some of our founders and the retirement of others. Thankfully, we still have some of our elders to remind us of the DNA of Holy Cross and the vision handed down over the years. But you are the new Elisha. You, my friends, are the future of this parish and how it will be known. What is the mantle you are being called to take up? God equips the called by the power of the Holy Spirit. You already have all the gifts you need, but do you have the heart? Even as we celebrate our freedom as a nation, we must remember that there are still some in chains. Lean in, my brothers and sisters, for surely the chariots of fire are going to swing low, and we must carry on this call to God's freedom. Empowered by the flames of Pentecost, the Spirit will enable us to follow in the way of Jesus and to lead others to the freedom God has envisioned for all. Amen. Amen.